Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
Hey, I'm Joe DeCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Philly, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Go Bears! What's going on, everybody? And good morning. Today is Wednesday, November 5th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I'm back. I'm back in the States. I'm back from jolly old London. It was an unbelievable time. It was really good, to get a little vacation in. But we're back. The team's back. Football is back. Really didn't count on Sunday when the Eagles didn't play. So we got a lot to get into today as the trade deadline came to an end yesterday. Lots of crazy moves in the NFL. Sauce Gardner, Quentin Williams. So a busy, busy day. But as always, we will focus on the Eagles. Howie Roseman spoke to the media after the trade deadline about the moves that he did make. We'll have a lot of that. And then I was on with the afternoon show with Spike, Ike, and Fritz talking about the job Howie Roseman has done. So I'm going to play that for you. I thought Ike made some really good points. Spike, okay points. You know, Ike always makes the best points. We can all accept that. And Fritz didn't really talk. But on the other side, I'll play that for you. But until then, let's start what we do every single day with what is on the schedule for today. And it's an exciting day at WIP. We have the Birds at the bye week event. We're going to be at Chickie's in South Philly all day, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Yes, till 8 p.m. And I say that because Go Birds Evenings tonight. And it's a very, very special Go Birds Evenings as our buddy, our leader, our fearless leader, James Seltzer, will be in the building co-hosting the show with me. And then special guest, the GOAT himself, Ray Dinger. I've never had a chance to do a whole show with Ray, so I'm very excited to work with them. No better person right now to talk Eagles with than Ray. So from 6 to 8 in South Philly tonight at Chickie's. It'll be on the Odyssey app, but obviously it'll be in the feed as well. So make sure you check that out if you can't listen tonight. So that's what's on the schedule for today. No Eagles stuff yet because they are still, they don't play till Monday night. So they'll do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday schedule. But today we do have the Birds at the bye week. So check it out all day on WIP. Injury report. We'll put this here actually. So the Eagles opened the practice window for Nolan Smith and as well, they released Patrick Johnson and Terrace Marshall. He's from the practice squad. Patrick Johnson from the active roster. But Nolan Smith back at practice when they do return on Thursday. I'm assuming it's Thursday. I don't think they'll be out on the field much today. So we'll see if he plays against the Packers. I think he probably will. But Nolan being back, getting back out on the field can only be a positive thing. The Eagles need help at edge. Nolan not had the year he wants so far, only been out on the field for 27% of the snaps, which is crazy when you consider what big expectations there were for him this year in terms of being a big part of the defense. So we'll see how Nolan does when he returns. Obviously something we'll talk about in great length over these next few weeks, but he will be back at practice, which is a step in the right direction for him. All right. As mentioned, Howie Roseman spoke to the media on Tuesday at the end of the trade deadline. And of course, the first question he got was about Jalen Phillips, the edge rusher they acquired from the Miami Dolphins for a third round pick. And how he was asked about the trade, why he acquired Jalen Phillips. And here's what he had to say.
With Jalen Phillips, I guess we'll start there. What did you like about his skill set to make you think he's a fit? And how much did his history with Vic factor in to that midseason sort of plug and play aspect of it?
All these guys, the process starts with college, you know, and we spent a lot of time with him coming out of college, knowing the person. It's real easy to scout the player. Really, he's got freak ability. He can rush. He can set the edge. He can play in space. He's got a nonstop motor. I think one of the most fun things to do is put on his tape and watch his effort, you know. And when you have the athleticism and the physical ability he has with the effort he has, and then, just going and seeing that he was Walter Payton Man of the Year in Miami, the things that he does in the community, he comes from an unbelievable family. And then obviously Vic was with him, you know. So a lot of times when you're talking to your coaches and you have a vision of how the player is going to fit, you have to have those discussions, but that discussion was really easy with Coach Fangio. I think I just said that discussion was really easy with Coach Fangio. Wow. I think that it was just for us, where we are as a team, what we believe in is important to winning a world championship and to being a great team. It really wasn't a hard trade to make.
So I thought there were a few keywords in there, right? He mentions effort. He mentions athleticism, freak ability. I feel like he was trying to say freak ability, not freak ability. But regardless, he seems very impressed by Jalen Phillips. And obviously, when you saw that he gave up a third, of course, you do know that he really likes the player. He said it wasn't a hard trade to make when you look at the age, the athleticism, again, the effort. I thought bringing up the Walter Payton Man of the Year thing was very noteworthy. To me, it sounded like a player that they wanted to re-sign. But Howie was then asked about the possibility of re-signing Jalen Phillips this upcoming offseason, and here's what he had to say.
Howie, with Jalen Phillips on an expiring contract, how interested would you be in extending him beyond this season?
Dave, I think first of all, you know, I never really get into contract discussions with any players, but we have a lot of good players who are free agents after this year. And I think when you start picking favorites, when you're trying to compete for championships, there are other issues that come along with that. And so, I think there's going to be plenty of time to handle our business however long the season lasts, and hopefully it's a very long time, and we'll deal with all that.
So I thought here he really left the door open on it. You know, I understand they're pretty clear, like they don't do in-season extensions anymore. They must have had some terrible experience with it at one point, because they have had like a hard line not doing it. Whatever player reacted poorly to that really screwed the rest of the players for years to come on this team. But it is an interesting part of all this. Like, we've talked about Jalen Phillips, the player. We've talked about the trade. Jalen Phillips, the free agent's interesting because, you know, I talked about this with Spike Eich and Fritz. Like, the best case scenario for this team is not getting a comp pick for Jalen Phillips. The best case scenario for the team is Jalen Phillips plays awesome and helps them either get to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, and he's worth a ton of money this offseason. If Jalen Phillips is easy to re-sign, that means he didn't have the year they wanted. Jalen Phillips becoming an awesome, awesome free agent, being worth a ton of money, means he played awesome. And he does have some things in his favor, like 26 years old. That'll be key. Proven production when he's been healthy. That'll be key. The injuries will certainly be part of it in terms of what he gets. But for all the talk of the comp pick, like, the Eagles are probably hoping to re-sign him. And I do think there is a world where they do. Again, to go back to his first answer, brings up Walter Payton Man of the Year. Walter Payton Man of the Year. Brings up the effort. Like, it was pretty clear they are very, very impressed by him. And at 26, he can be a part of this team for years to come. So I do think there's a decent chance he resigns him here. That, of course, takes away the comp pick part of it. I don't think they would have acquired him without some version of a conversation about what he might want as a contract, without some type of, you know, indication from him he'd be willing to resign here. And look, this is a long way away, right? We'll see how he plays. He'll see how he likes it. All those things are true. But I thought it was interesting the way how he answered that. And I do think, you know, we don't talk enough about the fact Jalen Phillips could be back with the team. Now, we do know with this team, they suddenly have a lot of edges, right? You look at it, Nolan Smith is practicing again. So Nolan Smith, Jalen Phillips, Jalix Hunt, Josh Uche, Brandon Graham, Jahad Campbell, Azeez Ojulari. They cut Patrick Johnson, but I wouldn't surprise me if he's back on practice squad. He's played for them this year. Like, they suddenly have a lot of guys that needs snaps. And Howie was asked about how the edge position looked overall, and here's what he had to say.
Can you just speak in general about what you have at the edge now with Nolan coming back soon, his window opening with BG back in the mix, and just that whole room, what you like about it?
Yeah, I add in Jalix there, obviously, Ruben as well. And, you know, our best teams, you know, we've been fortunate to be in three Super Bowls over the last 8 years, and they've been led by our front. And you can never have enough pass rushers. You can never have enough cover corners, and they're hard to find. And so getting another player who can get pressure on the quarterback in key situations, you know, those guys are always going to be paramount to our success. And when you talk about that room, excited about all those guys in the room. And when you can rotate those guys and you can keep them fresh, especially with the talent that you're talking about, what those guys possess, it just opens up all the possibilities to really be a dominant defensive front when you combine our interior defensive line with them as well. So obviously it's got to come together. It's got to come together on the field, but feel like you know, we got a really good front, and obviously adding Jalen to that puts a lot of pieces in place to give us the opportunity to be dominant up front.
So in there, you can see a few key things, like getting another player who could put pressure on the quarterback in key situations, excited about all the guys in the room. I've probably heard Howie say the word excited more than any other human in my life over, honestly, my whole life, when you consider how long I've been covering them. But I also thought this was key. Rotate and keep them fresh. Last year in the playoffs, they went to a three-man edge rotation. I don't think that's what they want to do. Now, it might be what Vic wants, right? And that's just so that's what Vic will do. But Howie's always been big into rotating the edges. And I think their rotation will be Nolan and the top two will be Nolan and Jalen Phillips, likely. Although there is a whole thing with Phillips only playing on the left, Nolan Smith playing only on the left. Jalix Hunt, I think, will be a clear three there. Potentially two, depending how Nolan Smith plays. But Jalen Phillips will be one. Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt will be some version of two and three. Brandon Graham, I think, will be given the first shot at four. And it's just a tough break for Josh Uche. Like, I think Uche has been good. It's hard to see him getting on the field a ton. I know they want to rotate. Maybe he gets splits those snaps with Brandon as like the fourth guy. And then it's like, when do you put Jihad in? You know, I think there is a certain aspect of this where it's like, you know the saying, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't really have one. I kind of think if you have seven edge players, you really don't have like two. Right, like I know you need more than one edge. I get it. Like you don't just want the one guy, but they have a lot of options. They don't have the one guy you point to and go, I can absolutely count on him to make a big play in a big moment. Not yet. Like that could be Jalen Phillips. It could be Nolan when he comes back. Jalix is playing better and better. But as of right now, I don't think they have that guy for sure. All right. Howie was then asked to move on from the edge positions. A little bit. Howie was asked about the corner trades, obviously acquiring Jaire Alexander, acquiring Michael Carter. And I thought there was a few interesting parts in it about what he had to say. So here is Howie on the cornerback trades.
On the other two trades, how differently do you feel about the cornerback group today than you did a week ago? And was moving Cooper to the outside a part of the calculation in these moves?
Yeah, I think the first half of the season showed us how important corner depth is. You know, we had a bunch of games here where, you know, we didn't have our full complement of guys. And it's a position that you need to have a bunch of guys here for the amount of games that we're trying to play. And so when these opportunities came about, first with Michael, you know, Michael's another guy that we knew really well coming out of college. And then just like Vic, with Jalen, obviously Joe Douglas is here, and he had a lot of experience with the person. And so, you know, when you go and you watch someone, and then you go talk to someone who's been with someone whose opinion you trust, you know, whether it's Vic or Joe or CP with Jaire, and you see things the same way, and they're telling you about the person, you know, that makes you more confident in what you're getting. And you know, what we're really trying to do is we're trying to be able to match up with all kinds of shapes and sizes at the wide receiver position in the secondary. When you have guys who can do that, it just gives you so much flexibility when you're going to play different teams and the different types of receivers they have, the different types of tight ends, you know, even backs coming out of the backfield. And when you talk about Michael Carter, the guy has played an elite level inside. So that gives you flexibility there. Incredibly sharp guy. Joe Casper coached him at Duke. You know, he could play safety, which is really important. I think that, you know, we've always had that piece of a guy who could play nickel and also come into the game and play safety. You know, last year we had that with Avante. And so it gives that flexibility. Obviously, Coop, incredible player and somebody who can play really anywhere in the secondary. So it gives you those matchups. Did you just ask about Michael or you asked about both pieces?
Just how differently you felt about the room in general with those guys, but yeah.
And then, you know, with Ja, you know, I remember just when he signed in June with Baltimore, thinking what a great signing by them. And obviously it didn't work out for the way that he wanted or that they wanted, or he wouldn't have been available to us. But, you know, the relationship we have with Baltimore and being able to have honest conversations and understanding what he went through a little bit in training camp and getting back to health, obviously missed a lot of time last year, and then just really doing a deep dive on him and how successful he's been, what we thought of him last year, you know, when we were in Brazil playing them and then for the first part of the year, and then having CP who's with him and getting to know the mindset of the player. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, you get in this league, you know, you acquire information, you watch everything and you feel like, hey, the risk is worth the reward here. And, I think when you talk about a still young guy, knowing where his health is at now, feeling healthy, feeling good, we felt like the risk was worth the reward with him.
So let's start with Michael Carter. We haven't talked about him a lot over the past few days. First of all, he says an elite level inside corner. That's noteworthy because you remember Vic Fangio said, if we're going to move, he essentially said, like, you're not going to find many corners better than Cooper DeJean at nickel. He's one of the best in the league, and we're not going to move him to another position and like essentially weaken ourselves there, right? Like it's vaguely, you know, like kind of paraphrasing what he said. Well, Michael Carter is described there by Howie as an elite level inside guy. So they view him as an elite level inside guy. I'd imagine Vic Fangio, when he talks later in the week, will say some version of that. But this is the more important part to me about Michael Carter. He mentions in there he can play safety. And when you look at the team's depth chart right now, they have Reed, they have Adoree Jackson, they have Sidney Brown, and that's it. They have no more corners on the roster. Michael Carter, it might need to be in at safety. Like, hopefully nobody gets hurt, but if Reed gets hurt, if Makuba gets hurt, like, Carter can be one snap away from going in there. He mentions Avante Maddox and how Avante Maddox had that position versatility for him. So I think Michael Carter is part of the reason they acquired him, how he also mentions the flexibility in there, is because they think he can do multiple things. And I think Howie did want to give Vic a bunch of guys that he feels he could move around. Quinion obviously moves from side to side with the number one guy. Cooper can play any position in the secondary. Michael Carter can move all around. And then there's Jair Alexander. First of all, he calls him Ja in there, which is very Howie to do. But he mentions a relationship with Baltimore to get an honest answer. And I feel like that could be viewed as GM speak, but I think there's actually a lot of truth to it. I do think he has a good relationship with Baltimore. I think Baltimore probably did give a somewhat honest assessment of what's happened there. He mentions Christian Parker, his relationship with them, and really how highly they thought of him last year when he played. And, you know, you hear how he's saying there that he thought when Jair Alexander signed, it was a really good signing for him. I believe it, because Jair Alexander is a Howie Roseman type of signing, like a guy that's played an elite level that is, because of injuries, had his value broken down or not as high as it should be. And you take a chance on that talent. Like, Jair Alexander has talent in his body. It's just a matter of getting that talent out of him. So I believe Howie when he says that. And we'll see if he can stay healthy. We'll see how quickly he acclimates, all those things. But, you know, not many corners have played to the level Jair Alexander has, and potentially he could have the chance to do it with the Eagles. Now, he's a shot in the dark. Like, he might not even play a single snap for this team. Michael Carter might never play a snap. Like, these are lottery tickets, right? But I get the logic of the lottery ticket. Do you wish they traded for someone that you knew would be a shutdown corner opposite Quinion? Of course. Like, one team got Sauce Gardner today. That was not the Eagles. But that was a premium price. The Eagles basically got Jair Alexander and Michael Carter for free. And I do think flexibility is a big part of that. All right, finally, Howie was asked about A.J. Brown and the trade rumors. Lots of tweets, very funny tweets, you know. Like, all right, I'll just say it, right? For everyone that says the A.J. Brown stuff was only about engagement, online engagement. A, it wasn't. Clearly something was going on there. But it's so funny to me, all the accounts that made fun of the A.J. Brown stuff on Tuesday were also purely, like, that was pure engagement. At least A.J. Brown stuff was, like, an interesting hypothetical. There was reporting on it, like, all those things. All the accounts that just tweeted out, like, oh, so A.J. wasn't traded. Like, you're just doing that for engagement, too. So, whatever. But Howie was asked about the A.J. Brown trade rumors, and here's what he had to say.
There's a lot of conversation on the outside about A.J. Brown. What was your stance internally when it came to Brown? Did you entertain any offers for him?
Well, would really like to keep this about the guys we acquired. But, you know, Tim, I think that when you're trying to be a great team, it's hard to trade great players. And A.J. Brown's a great player. He wears the C for a reason. He's an important part of this team, of this organization. He cares about winning. He cares about his teammates. And, you know, I think that when you're a team like ours that is looking forward to an opportunity to compete for a championship, you just don't get...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get rid of the guys like that. And so feel very lucky to have him on our team and excited about the second half of the season with him.
So I think on one hand, he definitely was like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. But I thought he took that opportunity to really, really stand up for him. Winning player. You're trying to be a great team. You want great players. All those things, right? Like, he really, really was like Team AJ. If you remember when Jeffrey Lurie talked about it a few weeks ago, or I guess actually like a week ago at this point, he was a little more like, we're going to do what's best for the team. Howie took this chance to stand on the table for AJ. And we'll see. Like, when AJ talks later on this week, presumably, how he talks is going to be key. What's his mood like? Is he, like, acting excited? Or is he, frankly, like, he's been somewhat mopey at times this year in press conferences? Is he going to be like that? He's going to be asked about the trade stuff. Like, we'll just, I think how he handles it and how he acts is a big deal. If it's like the same kind of AJ that he's been this year, specifically in press conferences, that'll, you know, not be good. But I think there's a chance for AJ to really put this all behind them and they can focus on the rest of the season. And then we'll see what happens in the offseason. So that'll do it for the first part of the pod. Like I said, the second part, I thought the conversation with Ike, Spike, and Fritz was really good. So I want to play that for you guys. So we're going to play that on the other side. Remember, today, Ray Dinger, James Seltzer, and me, 6 to 8 p.m. Check it out if you can. But we're also going to start previewing the Packers game soon. The bye week is over. We're back in full swing of things. So as I normally say when I play something for the second half, thank you guys for listening. I love you. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. More on the other side.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday at 3 o'clock as we count down to the NFL trade deadline, which is 4 o'clock. Elliot Shore Parks joins us back in the good old US of A. Elliot, how you feeling, brother?
Back with my best mates, excited to be back.
Best mates, huh?
Yeah, I almost did my hair different for you guys, but
We were saying yesterday, boy, it's really part of this show. You go overseas, see Oasis, you change your hair for one day, and as soon as you come back, we're like, bye, Ellie, change your hair.
Whenever I get dressed overseas, I'm like, I have to dress so I know if they see it, how I had the one button, apparently that was a thing people were talking about. Oh. Only the top button on the pea coat.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, look, he's going for the European
look. That's so right. It reminds me a little bit of like when people used to wear hoodies and unzip them but tie the top like this. Like, that's how I think it's a similar look.
Did people do that?
I never
did. Yeah, people did
way.
In my middle school. Yeah.
Really?
First of all, who wears a hoodie to zip up?
Oh, I wear I've a lot
like
of
a zip hoodie up with hoodies. A zip with a zipper? Yeah.
Zip hoodie?
Lots. You don't do zipper hoodies?
No.
Wow.
Really?
No.
You say that like
anti?
There's
yeah,
wrong
like
with
I, yeah, yeah, I feel like that. I've never
heard something wrong with it. Who the hell wears zip up hoodies? If anything, you may do a half zip up hoodie to one that's like.
Well,
up
that's
here.
Not even a hoodie.
Yeah, that's
well, no,
not
the hoodie with the.
That's
with
a quarter
the,
zip or whatever.
Wherever it is.
Yeah. Oh no, I would say half of my and I have a lot of hoodies.
I feel like you're a hoodies.
No, you're a zip up hoodie guy. You've always been a zip up.
Yeah,
guy.
Well, I have both. Yeah. In fairness, I don't think my one today is zip up. But
the nice thing about the zip up too is when you take it off, it doesn't mess your hair up.
That is an extra.
You can just unzip. Oh yeah, I did hear sassy Elliot. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Let me tell you the one thing I don't worry about is messing my hair up.
That's a good point. Yeah.
That's one thing I don't worry about.
Yeah. No, the sassy Elliot thing was a fun listen.
Yeah.
In the,
can I hear sassy Elliot again?
Hey. Well, the some of the answers did sound like me, and then it very quickly.
Yeah.
Well,
I was like, that's a good Elliot there. It did sound like
it was a good juxtaposition.
I'll tell you what. I want to make some adjustments looking at Ike sitting there. Fine-ass man right there.
No zipper on that hoodie.
Close.
Yeah, no zipper on that hoodie.
5S. Yeah, yeah. All right.
That was a weird one.
So yeah.
Missed you guys, though. Happy to be back.
Missed you, too. They did give us an opportunity for Sassy Elliott, who will make a return next time you go on vacation.
Later, Gator.
Yeah, that was... Yeah. Next time there's a suggested vacation, I'll have to say to Kristen, I don't know if we need Sassy Elliott back on
girl!
The... Yeah.
So we are 57 minutes from the trade deadline. Before we talk about the trades that they already made, any chance, I guess, on your 1 to 10 meter that there's another deal in the chamber for the Eagles?
Well, I think there's a chance they trade somebody. I mean, they have two roster spots they need to open up, Nolan Smith and Jacorian Bennett, assuming they play against the Packers. I believe they're at 54 right now that Brandon Graham's no longer on the exempt list. So I think you could see them try to trade somebody. I know people will probably say, like, who's trading for A.J. Dillon? Who's trading for Patrick Johnson? But if those players are cut, I believe they go through waivers. Yeah. And so in theory, if you're a team, you give like a 2027 conditional 7. So you just know you get the guy you want.
So, right. So you don't have to go through the waiver
exactly,
process.
Exactly, yeah. So right. If not, they're going to have to cut two guys. So I think that's possible. And look, I mean, the league is obviously crazy right now. So
yes.
Howie, this is a chance for Howie to strike. They have the assets to do it. Clearly teams are willing to make big deals. I don't know what else they would want to pick off the Jets carcass, but like, you know, you could maybe go there. So I wouldn't rule it out, but I think a trade of a player out feels likely as well.
I was trying to think. I'm like, yeah, who else would I want?
Well, Jermaine Johnson, if they want another edge rusher.
They got too many edge rushers now.
What?
Were they going to make BG a healthy scratch? Like, look at it. Philip Rivers. Jalen Phillips is going to play. Nolan Smith is going to play. Jalix Hunt's going to play. Josh Uche?
He doesn't have to play.
Jahad Campbell?
He's not an edge rusher.
He's an edge rusher now, pretty much.
No.
Would you stop it, Elliot?
As a matter of fact, no.
What, are you going to bench Nakobe?
No. Hold on. As a matter of fact, he's moved even further away from being an edge rusher. That's why they keep going to add edge rushers. If they thought he was an edge rusher, they wouldn't be doing the things they're doing.
I think they're going to play Nakobe, is my guess.
Of course they are.
So, so I'm saying, so to get Jahad on the field when Nakobe's playing, they're going to want him having edge snaps. So, like Jermaine Johnson, right? They're not going to trade for Jermaine Johnson. But if they did, like at a certain point, Brandon came back to play. So I
agree.
Yeah, so like he's already getting pretty far down the pecking order.
Yeah. No, I agree. Jermaine Johnson is a little bit more of a pipe dream.
So I think safety. Well,
go ahead.
Well, safety? I think they really need a safety. That's one thing that's been, I think, overshadowed a little. Marcus Epps went on IR.
Guess who's out there and been sitting out there for months?
Well, apparently they don't want him.
Dying
to get him. Exactly. Justin Simmons.
Yeah. So
he's not anywhere.
They clearly don't want him.
You look at their safety position. They have Blankenship, who I think has been okay this year. I think he's in a tough spot playing next to a rookie safety. Makuba, who's been very up and down. And then the backup, the only backup on the active roster right now is Sidney Brown.
It's trash.
They don't really seem like they want to play him on defense. They have Andre Sam on the practice squad. So, I mean, if Makuba or Blankenship get hurt, they're in, like, major trouble. So I would think a backup safety. I don't know where you find a roster spot for him. They have, like, 11 defensive linemen now. But I think backup safety is a very underrated need for this team.
So what do you think of the Jalen – before we get to the Jalen Phillips trade, we started the show asking what job you think Howie's done this year. I was going over the list, and I just don't think it's been very good, to be honest with you.
It hasn't been.
Yeah.
It just hasn't been.
So if you were to give it a grade, where just this year, this offseason and this season?
Would I would grade Howie for this year?
Yeah.
C.
Okay.
But like I would lean towards a C minus before a C plus.
Okay.
Yeah. But I would, the way I would phrase that too, and you know, to tie Jalen in here, because like obviously Jalen's a part of everything, is like I think Howie is an A student. He just got a C on this paper. Like Jalen, I think, is an A quarterback, but there are weeks where he gets, you know, a B or a C or whatever. So I think it's okay to say it. Like Howie's had a bad offseason. Like what's worked out? Adoree hasn't worked. I mean, Adoree hasn't worked out. Azeez Ojulari was their big move at edge. He doesn't play. Like, he's been a healthy scratch. And Jahad Campbell, who I'm very excited about, like, I'm not sure what his role is going to be the rest of this season. Makuba's been up and down. Ty Robinson doesn't play. Like, it's fine. Sorry, just really quickly.
Go ahead.
I would also say that when you grade Howie, like, when I've been talking about Petullo, when we've talked about Brian Johnson, I brought up the fact that they're coming off of Super Bowl years. Like, the job is really hard coming off the Super Bowl. So I don't think Howie's moves have worked out, for sure. But it's also a way harder year for everybody in that building.
Yeah, I can agree with that. But here's the way I look at Howie's situation. A, I take that into consideration. The fact that you're coming off winning a championship, salaries are going to inflate. Mm-hmm. Guys become free agents. You can't keep everybody. That's what every Super Bowl team deals with.
You lose guys from the front office, coaching staff.
Exactly. That's what happens. Guys are looking for greener pastures. Right? Everybody's not. No one on the team is looking to take a discount. Everybody's looking to get paid. Mm-hmm. No one's taking a discount. Everybody's looking to get paid. So you can't keep everyone. So losing players is nothing new to a Super Bowl champion. Mm-hmm. Go back and look at all the Super Bowl champions. They lose players every year, and then they have to come back and figure out how to do it with the guys that they have on the roster. So here's where I give Howie somewhat of good of a grace period here. If he had gone out and spent big time on free agents and missed, then I would grade him harsher. Mm-hmm. What he's trying to do is mix and match while also keeping an eye on the future. Everybody around here loves to hoard these draft picks, and we want to keep an eye on the future and manage the salary cap. Well, Howie's trying to do that, too. He has to think about guys he has to pay a year or two down the line. Now, where they miscalculated was guys developing into players that it would actually be able to subsidize what you didn't have, what you don't have anymore.
Well, and make the other guys better. Yeah. Like if Nolan Smith was having a Nolan Smith year.
Exactly.
If Jalen Carter, yeah.
Right. So now here's what I'll say to that, because I know people say, well, he drafted Nolan Smith in the first round, so that's still on his ledger to be better with that. I agree with that. I'm just saying judge him in a vacuum of what he did this offseason and how you're trying to keep this roster Super Bowl contending. Mm-hmm. When you know you're losing guys, you can't pay everybody. You're going to give Saquon a new deal. You want to make sure you sign Cam Jurgens to a new deal. Who else did they get one? They re-signed Zach Bond. Mm-hmm. You had a choice. We talked about it. Who would you rather him keep? Zach Bond, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, certain guys, right? Everybody said Zach Bond is the guy you got to bring back, right?
Yeah.
Everybody said that. You can't lose Zach Bond. He got Zach Bond signed, right? Got him signed. He has to get points for that. He has to get credit for
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Getting Jahad Campbell. He has to get credit for making that selection there.
I agree with your point that signing Zach Bond, getting other guys under contract, I agree with that, right? But I do think, too, it is ultimately a result-based business. And, like, you're right.
What the results is they're 6-2 in first place.
No, I know. Okay, I know. I don't think he's, like, an F or anything.
Okay,
like,
I'm just saying. We're talking about as a result-based business. He has the best record in the NFC. Let's keep that in mind.
I agree, and I think they're the best team in the NFC, right? So, I agree with that. But also, to your point, like, he took chances on guys, and those chances didn't hit. Like, it
but
is what it
is. They were not on them.
It's on them, but he's the one that signed them. So, when you go with the strategy of I'll sign 7 low-cost free agents and hope 3 of them hit, which I think is probably roughly their thinking, it's a risky strategy. Like, to your point, it's not giving Bryce Hupp $50 million. Like, I put that one on Fangio, frankly. Like, I just think it is what it is.
Well, it's funny because that's the one I actually blame Howie for.
So I think I blame Fangio for that. But,
okay.
I mean, you know,
he's certainly looking better in San Francisco. Yeah,
Fangio is a great coordinator, but the flaw I think with his is like if he doesn't want someone, then that's it, right? Yeah. And like Bryce Huff and Devin White found out too. So like that is what Aziz Ojulari is finding out, and I think that's part of it too. When Howie signs these guys, like he can hope that Vic Fangio is going to play him, but ultimately Vic's going to decide. That's what I like about the Jalen Phillips trade. As the player, not so much, we'll talk about the asset in a minute, but from a player perspective, a major thing that'll help him be successful is he has history with Vic Fangio, and you know Vic likes him. He played over 70% of the snaps for Vic in 2023 when he was healthy. So you are cutting out the variable of how will he work with Vic, how will Vic use him, like you know all those things. And that's why I think you can count on him to be a little more of an instant impact guy than obviously like a Jair Alexander or Michael Carter, those type of guys.
You like Tank Bigsby?
I like Tank Bigsby.
That's a trade Howie made.
Yeah, I think actually Tank is a reason to believe in the running game the rest of the year. Like I think Tank.
Let's not get out of hand.
Just let you know how I feel. Like I think Saquon.
Saquon is the lead back.
He is in name. I agree. But like Tank Bigsby obviously looked fresher and better in that game than Saquon has.
Wears the defense out.
Wearing the defense out this year.
Like, Saquon also had a great
game.
I'm not trying to diminish Saquon. I'm saying I think that Tank can be a part of this offense and help the running game because there's a freshness to him. He's explosive. He runs hard.
Sure.
I'm not saying like bench Saquon. I'm saying I like the Tank trade and I'm optimistic about what he can give to the team the rest of the year.
Okay. Sam Howell, how do you like that trade? That was a wasted trade.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
It was a wasted trade. It was a wasted trade.
Yeah, but you can't go into week one with Kyle McCord as your backup.
We did.
No, you didn't.
No, I mean, they went. Did anybody play? Has Jalen missed a snap?
But can you imagine if Jalen would have broken his, God forbid?
Like, God forbid.
Well, it matters.
Sam Howell's going to save us.
Kyle McCord, who I'm sorry, I know he was high on your big board.
And yours
not,
too.
And
he was high on yours too.
I agree.
You said he tried to shift that.
Yeah, he really did. That was disgusting work by you.
That was
I never miss on draft picks.
That was
so.
Little B.
Little B energy. Sassy
B. Elliott.
Sassy B.
Hey.
Yeah. So, listen. Za'Darius Smith was a good move until he decided to retire.
Well, yeah, until he decided to retire.
that was on him.
The two moves.
I think the big misses for him are Aziz Ojulari and Adoree. Those are the two players that they signed to.
Well, Isaiah Rogers.
Yes, they should have kept Isaiah Rogers.
And he holds blame for that.
Becton as well.
Becton, I agree, but I think I think they can get by with Tyler Steen more than they can get by with Aziz. Like, they've had to go out and replace Adoree and Aziz.
Sure.
Tyler Steen is at least still starting.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And reminder, the trade deadline is 4 o'clock.
And we
will be with you all the way up until 4. Then we'll talk to Jordan Mylod, and then you'll hear Howie right here on the radio station, right around 4:10, 4:15.
Yeah, I doubt Howie, man.
I wonder.
Unbelievable.
Guys, nothing but make moves.
But to be fair, Howie's had off seasons like this. Like, Howie is like, very hit or miss.
This isn't a bad off season. You literally said it's a bad off season. It's not a bad off season.
Yes, it is.
What's been the great moves that have helped?
I didn't say it was great.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, he has missed more than he has hit.
It's been an okay offseason.
I think it's not been a good offseason.
The team is 6-2. And here's the thing you got to love about Howie Roseman. He didn't sit back and say, you know what? I made those moves. I believe in those moves. You all make them work. He's recognized the areas where he came up short in, and he's tried to address it. He has to get credit for that. He's one of the few GMs that everybody knows is going to be active during this time of the year and is active and still makes some of the biggest moves until this Sauce Gardner move got made. Right, yeah. Like, Howie was the only GM really making any real moves.
I'm not sure that's a positive the way the other people view it. Like, I respect the fact he's aggressive, and I like, to your point, the fact that he's willing to make up for mistakes.
Yeah.
But I don't see the Lions, the Chiefs, the Packers, the Bills. Like, those teams are not going out making multiple trades at the deadline.
Who, name them again for me.
The Chiefs, the Lions, the Packers, the Bills. Like the Rams.
Other than the Chiefs, the Lions, the Packers, the Bills, all those teams, what the hell have they done?
No, what I'm saying is the teams that we all view as the best teams in the NFL are not going out and making multiple trades in season because they don't have to.
Because maybe they don't have to this year. But let's not act like the Rams didn't go out and get Jalen Ramsey in the middle of the year.
Yes, of course. I'm talking about.
Well, hold on. They helped them win the Super Bowl.
So
my point is that the Rams aren't making moves, so they don't have the need to go make the move.
That's the point I'm making.
Well, but that's fine. They also made a big move in getting Devontae Adams in the offseason, so they made big moves already. The Eagles didn't make a big move like that. Mm-hmm. My only point is that this is an organization that's a winning organization, that they aren't afraid to make moves like this if it's about winning a Super Bowl. Don't give me the Lions. We'll see the Lions at home. Second week of January, guarantee you, Packers, after the wild card weekend, will be home in January. And they can brag about what they didn't do at midseason to improve the team, while the Eagles will be in the NFC Championship game on their way to the Super Bowl. That's where the Eagles will be.
I think they're the best team in the NFC, but I think, like, the victory lapping about making all these moves at the deadline, the ideal world is...
I just feel good about it.
But the ideal world is you don't have to. Like, last year, they didn't make a single trade at the deadline.
Don't matter. When we won in 17, they traded to get Jay Ajayi. I don't buy it. I don't buy into that. If you need to make a move, you need to make a move. You can't necessarily predict, based on what you do in the offseason, where your team is going to be at by the trade deadline. If you suffer some injuries or what have you, then it's your job to say, okay, how do I go plug that hole so that we don't fall off track and off course from what we're trying to do, which is go win a Super Bowl. And that's what the Eagles are trying to do right now.
And I like that mentality. I agree with you. But when we're talking about the offseasons, how he's had, the reason he has to make these moves is because of misses. That's the point.
I agree with that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I won't argue that. Yeah. I guess I'm giving him credit.
Look, he's not sitting on his hands and being
stubborn. I guess
stubborn.
I'm giving him credit for
that.
I'm giving him credit for that.
Yep.
You guys are holding more of the...
I'm
the
just
mistakes
saying this
he's
year,
made, he
yes.
has to clean up mistakes.
Yes, and we're not sure that any of these cleanups are going to happen. Now, Jalen Phillips can probably play, one would assume. Now, he has...
Right.
He's had a lot of injuries. I mean, the...
Yeah.
I didn't... So I started... I was...
I mean, it's a lot. It's,
yeah, I mean... when he was at UCLA, they told him he should stop playing football.
Yeah, so
he had three concussions.
He medically retired.
Yep.
He broke his wrist multiple times, I believe, in college. Or he had multiple surgeries on his wrist as a result of being hit by a car when he was on a moped. So,
whose fault is that?
It's not his fault.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the injuries. And then he tore his Achilles. He tore his ACL. But he's played all 9 games this year.
I didn't know he got hit by a car.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah.
I believe that's what happened.
Yeah, my brother got hit by one, too. It really doesn't have anything to do with this. It's just, I know he got hit by one when he was on moped as well. Yeah.
Well, Kelly Oubre's playing well.
Kelly Oubre got hit by a car,
I got to investigate that.
Yes, allegedly.
Yeah.
So I think with Jalen Phillips, though, the question is, can he stay healthy? And if he does, then I think he's their best edge rusher on the roster right now.
It points to the offseason, too.
Yes, exactly.
When you're trading for your best edge rusher at the deadline and it's not Trey Hendrickson or Myles Garrett.
Yeah, but I will say Jalen Phillips, when he plays, like if everyone in the league plays their best football, Jalen Phillips is probably a top 20 edge rusher in the NFL. Like, he is very good when he plays. If you just look, I mean, the stats back it up. Pass rush win rate, like hurries. Like,
he's got less hurries than Jalix Hunt this year.
Everybody, I don't think that, is that true?
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
You might be right. I have to look that up.
Yeah, but. So I'm sure he's good. And I wish we could explain the freaking comp pick thing on the air here.
I don't care about the comp pick thing. What
people don't understand is that, like, it means that you let a good player go and you didn't replace the good player, essentially.
Well, and also, so, like, for Josh Sweat got $76 million, I think.
Yeah.
They're getting a projected get a fourth-round comp pick for him. Like, Milton Williams got the highest contract in the NFL this offseason, I believe, as a free agent. And they're getting a third for him. They are very unlikely not getting a third for Jalen Phillips. Now, if he is awesome the rest of the season and he walks, like, then I guess you could argue the pick is worth it, because in theory, if he's awesome, the team probably did really well. Like, there's those aspects to it. But the comp pick thing to me is not why they made this trade. Like, it's a nice little note, but it's not like genius Howie.
It's more the calculus of it is just more complicated than I knew, right? Like the player has to leave for a lot of money. You have to not replace that position for a lot of money. That player has to play a lot. So essentially you're losing production. You're really getting the pick because you lost production from a good player. If you've got really good young players to replace those players, then it's a win.
Yes. Now, the nice thing about Jalen Phillips, I will say too, is he is 26. So this is not trading for, who's the old edge rusher they signed for? Are they trading for?
Robert Quinn.
Robert Quinn, right?
Like terrible.
He was not a long-term piece. They paid a fourth for him. So there is no question Jalen Phillips could leave this offseason. It'll also test their in-season extension thing, like if they're willing to work with him. But he could
he ain't getting no extension.
I don't think so either. Yeah. I agree. But then that does mean he'll be a free agent. Right?
Yeah.
I just think at 26, he could be with this team for the next 5 years. So the third round pick could land you an edge that starts for you for multiple years.
I mean, listening to him at the airport with Johnny Airport, he sounded like he wants to sign not right now.
It's the only team he ever wanted to play for.
Exactly.
215-592-9494. We will take you all the way up to 4 o'clock, the NFL trade deadline. Elliot will be here next. I read a story today about a former quarterback that is the most psychotic thing I think I've read all year. Literally the craziest thing I read all year. I was so mad about it. We almost didn't talk about it. That's how mad about it I am. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.